It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name's Matt Pauly. We're going to hear from Kyle Busch in just a moment. He spoke with Tom Ackerman earlier today. Also earlier today, the Cardinals sweeping through a makeshift doubleheader. They win a suspended game that they had the resumption of 3-1, and then they come back with a second win 5-4. We were taking phone calls and text messages and tweets earlier, and a lot of people talking about the fifth starter. Matthew Liberatore did throw a side session, so that would indicate that he's likely to make the next start, although that's not yet official. And Oliver Marmol, the last time he talked about it, said that they were going to reevaluate that spot. When you look at a couple of the guys who could potentially move into that fifth starter's role as we build the future, sponsored by Graybar, your distributor for electrical and data communication needs. A lot of people talk about Sim Robertson, rightfully so. He's been really good this year. He had a 1.82 ERA in the month of April. That ERA jumped up to 2.64, which isn't much up until a couple games ago. His last time out, though, against Gwinnett, he struggled, going 7 innings, allowing 6 runs on 6 hits. While Gordon Graceffo is the guy who has really kind of found a new gear, he has given up just 1 run over 7 innings in each of his last 2 starts for Memphis. Robertsa is on the 40-man roster, while Graceffo is not. So if it ever gets to a point where they do look to find a guy who can truly be the fifth starter, where you could put Liberatore back into the bullpen where he's been most successful, that's kind of the two guys that I look at beyond Andre Pallante and Zach Thompson. All right, let's talk some NASCAR as we are getting closer and closer and closer to the Cup Series race that'll be run over at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Kyle Busch is the defending champion, and earlier today he spent some time talking with our own Tom Ackerman.
He is the defending champion of the Enjoy Illinois 300 here in St. Louis, Madison, Illinois, June 2nd. Kyle Busch is with us on KMOX. Kyle, thanks very much for doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate it. It's crazy. It's already almost been a year since that being at Gateway. Looking forward to getting back.
Yeah, what a race. So what do you remember from that victory, Kyle?
Well, the last 2 years there was really good. You know, the previous year was really close to being able to win the inaugural race there. Was battling back and forth with Joey Logano. Finally, he got the better of us in the 18 car, but then last year being able to get there my first time in a Richard Childress Racing Chevrolet and qualifying up front on the pole and having a great shot of being able to run up front all day and pass some of those guys late in the going and then deal with a couple restarts at the end, was able to set sail and get away. So the car was great, felt really good, and we put that 3G Chevrolet in victory lane. It was awesome to have that you know, a little bit of rain delays a couple times throughout the day. And, you know, the lights were on there at the end, but looked good out front.
Yeah, and that crew, they did a terrific job at the track to keep everything going. And so did you. And I remember there's so many moments, snapshots in my mind following you around after that. One was Mr. Childress coming up and congratulating you. And I know what a great year that was to be able to switch ownership, to be able to join him and be very successful for him.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely. No, it was definitely, a good year. We started out the year with a bang. We were really fast at the Clash. I think we finished third out there, and then we were really fast in Daytona. We led mile marker 500, and then, it was under yellow. We had to go into overtime, but then we went to Fontana, and we were able to score a victory right out of the gate there. So really strong season last year, getting three wins. And, this year I feel like we've been in contention four or five times to score the victory as well. Just, certain stupid things kind of keep happening to us and not allowing us to get that victory. But, we're not as consistent as we want to be. If we can build on that consistency, we'll have more opportunities, and certainly one of them will fall our way.
Coca-Cola 600 coming up for you in Charlotte, and the All-Star race, you finished ninth in the race. Of course, that's not what everybody was talking about. As we get set for this race, the Coke 600, a lot of questions about what's going to be sorted out after the fight that happened after the race between you and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Take us through that. I've watched the video 100 times. I'd like to hear what you thought of how that went down and why that went down.
Well, I kind of blindly went into an ambush, I guess, and had to deal with the consequences of that, and was able to come out of there relatively unscathed. So unfortunate circumstances for us, and of course, a little bit of a blemish on our sport probably, but that's what our sport was built on as well too, from the 79 Daytona 500. So we look to put that moment behind us and look forward to the Coke 600 and going out there and trying to win this weekend, and put an exclamation point on the week that we do know how to race and we do know how to win.
I do hear the other side of that too, where Kenny Wallace, for one, who's a great friend, he was one of the first that I saw, and a lot of people in NASCAR said, hey, you know what I saw there? I saw passion. I saw two competitors going at it, and sometimes the sport does benefit from that. I know that that's not the way you want to see things go down over there, but there is a rivalry that has brewed. Is it a long time coming? I mean, do you think, not to put words in Ricky's mouth, but do you think that it was something that was building for him, not just a one-time thing?
I don't know. 2018 is a long time ago. If he still had something brewing from 2018 after crashing me making comments about him crashing me, and then us being out in public together four or five times since then, acting normal, talking, communicating, me selling him a $320,000 toter home for $80,000, I would say that he's pretty petty on what's happened here this past week. So moving on.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And then, going into this race, let's talk about the 600 first and what you need to do to win something like that. We know the magnitude of it. We know what a special weekend that is just in general for race fans. I know that you want to get a win. You'd love to capture one with all eyes on Charlotte this weekend.
We certainly would. Mile and a halfs have kind of been our strong suit. We ran well at Vegas. We ran well at Kansas. We were in the top three at both of those places. So feel like this is a good moment for us, a good opportunity for us. You've got to be good when the lights come on at night. It doesn't really mean much to have speed during the day. This race is going to be a 4.5-5 hour race, so it's a long one. It's a grueling one, and it definitely takes the test of driver to have the physical attributes, but also the mental attributes of just staying in the game.
No question, and a great team, and you do have that. I mean, obviously, we saw during that television coverage your team defending you in that moment with Ricky, but your team overall, what they do for you. I know how special that group is. How's everybody doing and ready to roll?
Yeah, no, the group is good. The group is strong. It's always great to have really good relationships with your team guys. I mean, you all go to bat together. You're going to war every week, So having that opportunity of being able to go out there and work hard, and sometimes your hard work, it doesn't matter how hard you work, It doesn't always pay off, but you know, when it does, it certainly means the most of it, and you celebrate it, and you know, you hope that you can have more of those weekends.
Kyle, one other thing that stays with me, last thing for you, and that is Worldwide Technology Raceway, watching you get Brexton in the car and taking a lap with him, and the excitement, the look on his face. Can you describe the relationship that you have with him, not only as father-son, but as mentor, watching him as he develops into a driver in his own right?
Yeah, no, it's he's really good. He enjoys it. So I think that's kind of the key right there, is that he really enjoys being able to go to these races. And, you know, the things that he does with the junior sprints or the restricteds or the go-karts and stuff like that, you know, he's just really taken to it. He enjoys it. He loves winning, obviously. We started the year with a bang. We won every class that he had for the first week. And then we had some good second places and some good third places. It's kind of gotten a little bit stale lately. You know, we haven't, we still had some podiums, but we haven't been able to get back to victory lane. So certainly want to do that, but we're also excited about coming up to, you know, the St. Louis area, the Illinois area. We're going to be racing at Coles County, the dirt track. It's about an hour and a half east of the Speedway there in St. Louis on Friday night. So if anybody wants to come on out and see the dirt track action at Coles County, we'll be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Brexton will be racing. I'll be racing with my Lucas Oil Micro. So that'll be a great night too.
Absolutely. We'll get that out to the St. Louis Cardinals fans and get them traveling. A lot of them are down there. So that's some great attention we'll give to that as well. What a neat thing you have going there with him. Kyle, really appreciate you taking the time on this. Congratulations on being the defending champion, and good luck on grabbing another one here in St. Louis. We appreciate it.
Yeah, sounds good. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Defending champion Kyle Busch of the Enjoy Illinois 300.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. Tom Ackerman recording a conversation earlier today with NASCAR driver Kyle Busch, who's been in the middle of a lot of stuff here recently, and we're glad to be able to play that for you. One more break, and when we come back, our guy Brad Young is in the house. He's going to be hosting At Your Service tonight, and he'll join us for a little while before we wrap up this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line. That's next here on KMOX.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.